Today is April 13th, and this is Big Fish Small Pod. I'm Andrew Werdahl, and I don't think that there's a problem for this Marlins offense that a day of rest can't fix. So as we get into it, it's been since Friday since I spoke with you about these Marlins bats. And, I mean, the season has started since then. Two series have played out. The Marlins are now 1-4 with two series played on the road in California to open the year. You know all that. I'm just really trying to, like, compartmentalize that. Because it is such a unusual thing to do, to, like, open the year on the road. That's not been the norm for these Marlins players as they are. I think it's been since 2017. Don't quote me on that, but totally do stake my reputation on that. I think 2017 was the last time the Marlins opened on the road. But the point really is that watching this offense, like, certainly there's an amount of baseball will do what baseball will do, and like a hard hit ball won't necessarily be a hit. But looking at this team, like the sort of like patience they deserve and the day of rest to just reconfigure and address the last couple of days is actually really critical. So I've made something of a list of watching. I mean, certainly this is biased towards the last three innings of last night's game against the Angels. Really, like, occurred to me what I wanted to talk about today as I was watching the game, so I started to really take some notes. And what I noticed was, overall, there was still a very focused offense. There was that thing, just, like, between at-bats. Every player really, like, came to the plate and didn't let the Angels just push them over. There was, like, a sustained pressure from the bats. And that's what we thought we were getting going into this year. That was, like, even the whole build of this offense, just having a 1-9 deep lineup to keep opposing pitchers accountable, which is a really, like, low bar to ask for of anyone and of pitchers. But, like, it is, like, the skeleton of the offense. So I want to dive in deeper just to talk about these batters kind of one by one, starting just where I started while watching the game. So John Birdie, obviously, is the start of this conversation. He's always been this very professional hitter. He, I believe, leads the Marlins in professional at-bats dating back, you know, like, including non-major league play. And he's, like, right on it with these pitches. He's, like, having good at-bats and really, like, just doing everything he can. Obviously, for him, like, a day of rest is just, like, make sure you're sustaining it. Coming back from a concussion, there's a bit of, like a worry there. So, Avi Garcia, I was thinking about him. He's kind of arguably placed in this offense thus far. Obviously, he had the last 2 days off, so he'll have, like, 3 days off when it's all said and done on Thursday. But it doesn't seem like much of a stretch to say that there's, like, something there physically that was keeping him from the height of his, like, absolute best performance in that Giants series. So hopefully a couple of days could do him well, just as a veteran hitter who might have even just come forward and said, hey, I need a couple days off, knowing himself and his limits, and addressing it like a pro. So Jorge Soler, what I'm noticing with him is that there is not that power. So that tells me he's not quite getting enough on the ball. Maybe he's too slow to it, and hitting it more on the ground and not getting enough of, like, an upward trajectory that he ideally has, and converting his, like, obvious physical strength into power. So something like a day off to just refresh can give those muscles, like, an extra bit of force. Like, if you've ever, you know, like, even so much as, like, worked in a restaurant, you know, from just the movement, that the next day you're tired. It's hard to judge exactly what you're getting into when you go into a major league season. It's also just hard to be fully acclimated to that and then ready for that adjustment after the shortened spring. So it doesn't feel like a surprise that maybe some of these bats are really just slow going. So Jazz, he's had some great at-bats. He's also had some kind of inconsistent moments. Would have liked to see like a lot more than like the strikeout in the ninth inning last night. So it doesn't seem like a lot to like want Jazz to take a day, a step back, and maybe just reflect as a developing player. So Miggy, I've really liked his at-bats thus far. His kind of in a similar boat with Jorge Soler, where like he's hitting the ball, but it seems to be just more on the ground. Like ideally he's something of like a line drive kind of like spray guy. He'll at least like stay inside the ball and get it the other way really reliably. So so just asking for that little extra notch that it certainly he's been able to deliver before doesn't seem like something that's too much for just a day of rest to recover. Garrett Cooper, he's a pitcher. I apologize, it is late at night. So with Cooper, I have seen is his swing in place. Like he's been able to take the ball the other way, staying inside the pitch, and been able to like work it like a great hitter. But what I haven't seen yet is that power. So it kind of does occur to me, similarly to like Soler and Rojas, that he's not quite there. He's not getting the hit. He's not quite getting the ball the way he wants it. So like another guy that I think was just like a day of rest could really recover. It's, I feel like I'm just like repeating myself. Like I worked out this list and that's, you know, somehow like a way I thought to approach it. But like so much of what we're seeing is this like similar pattern of everyone just being like a, like not quite where you want them to be. And it's so early to really say that it's some like deeper, I don't know, strength or conditioning issue. It sounds more and more like it is just like a consequence of adjusting to the major league season. And the Marlins still need some time to kind of get it in gear. Perhaps the most, I don't know, concerning hitter that you could perhaps point to of the last like several days is Brian Anderson swinging at like a curveball that was like in the grass. Almost like funny, like JP in the Bally Sports broadcast mentioned that it was like a head thing for Brian. Like, and I totally agree with that. It seemed like he was just like anticipating fastball and so quick to the trigger. And that's because Brian likes to get out ahead of the ball. He likes to have that pull field thing going for him. So he's kind of quick to ambush a fastball. And he did eventually like strike out on some just kind of like goofy stuff next time around too. I mean, he did show the right approach and did like attempt to adjust to taking the ball the other way. So it's not like he's fully, it's tough because everyone's just like focused in on the right objective. And that's at least half the battle, sustaining that pressure. And then once you have that, you know, the couple of changes you need to make to get a bit more out of your offense. With this team, they're in one of those positions too, where it's just maybe a day of rest would do it some good. Maybe just taking some swings of your own, finding out exactly what you need is the right path. Thank you for listening. This has been Big Fish, Small Pod.